VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israel's ruling coalition remained intact Monday after a key minister backed off his threat to withdraw his party from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. The education minister, Naftali Bennett, had pressured Netanyahu to name him defense minister, but his Jewish Home Party would drop all of its demands, and he said his Jewish Home Party would drop all of its demands and give the prime minister a chance to get Israel to, quote, win again. The defense chief post became vacant last week with the resignation of Avigdor Lieberman. He was upset that Israel didn't respond more forcefully during a flare-up of tensions with militants in the Gaza Strip. The chairman of the Nissan automobile company is to be fired after an internal investigation triggered by a whistleblower, and he was arrested. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The 64-year-old Ghosn's compensation has been an issue over the years, though it was considered high by Japan's moderate standards for executive pay. Ghosn is credited with helping engineer a remarkable turnaround at Nissan over the past two decades, resuscitating the Japanese automaker from near bankruptcy after he was sent in by Renault.
There are reports that prosecutors have raided Nissan's headquarters in Yokohama. The automaker said its investigation showed that Carlos Ghosn had underreported his income to the Tokyo Stock Exchange by more than half, about $40 million, over 5 years. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan sharply criticized President Trump Monday for questioning Pakistan's anti-terror efforts. He said the U.S. is making Pakistan a, quote, scapegoat for U.S. failures in Afghanistan. In an interview that aired Sunday on Fox News, Trump defended his decision to withhold hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Pakistan. This is VOA News. Both the Houthi militia group and Saudi Arabia are expressing support for peace efforts in Yemen, even as fighting between the Saudi-led coalition and the militias appear to continue on the ground. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Arab media reported some scattered pockets of fighting around the key Red Sea port city of Hodeidah Monday, despite pledges from both the Houthi militia group and Saudi Arabia to accept UN calls for a ceasefire. The coalition has been waging war against the rebel Houthis to restore Yemen's internationally recognized government to power. Saudi coalition spokesman Colonel Turki al-Maliki told journalists in Riyadh Monday that the coalition supports all efforts by UN envoy Martin Griffiths to bring peace to Yemen, but that fighting was continuing in Hodeidah and the Houthis attempted to launch a missile into Saudi territory overnight, although it fell inside Yemen.
UN researchers said Monday that opium cultivation in Afghanistan has decreased by 20% in 2018 compared to the previous year. It said a severe drought and falling prices of dry opium at the national level were the causes. A new assessment by the U.S. shows there's little clear progress in the war in Afghanistan. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Acting Pentagon Inspector General Glenn Fine says during the period from July to September, progress toward peace remains elusive. The Afghan war is now in its 17th year. The Trump administration has asserted its revised war strategy is bringing the Taliban and the Afghan government closer to peace. Back in July, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said it's working.
We're beginning to see the results both on the battlefield, where the Taliban's momentum is slowing, and in the process for peace with them.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Joe Dunford said over the weekend they are a long way from saying they are on the right path with the Taliban.
Almost 1,000 people are on the list of those still missing in the western U.S. state of California after the deadliest wildfire in the state's history swept through areas of the northern part of the state. The number of people on the list was 1,300. It dropped when officials were able to account for 300 people who were on it. At least 77 people are now confirmed dead. The fire itself is still burning. It's just 65% contained. Top story of the hour, Israel's ruling coalition remained intact Monday after a key minister backed off his threat to withdraw his party from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.